Hey, where's my money?
Money. Money, money.
Daily Bread.
Follow the Money Weekly presents the Retirement Minute.
Hello, everyone. This is John Burse with this week's Retirement Minute. Today, I would like to answer a listener's question concerning whether an annuity contract or a life insurance policy is the best way to accumulate money for a grandchild. There are many factors in this decision, but first, ask yourself a few questions. What is the age of the grandchild? What is the money going to be used for? When do you want the grandchild to have access to the money? And do you want to keep ownership, or do you want the grandchild to have ownership of the money? Let me just give you a few pros and cons. If the money is going to be used for the grandchild before he or she reaches the age of 59 and a half, then an annuity contract owned by the grandchild would not make much sense because they will pay income taxes on the interest earned in the annuity contract the year that they take receipt of the money. Also, there would be an additional 10% penalty of that interest earned imposed by the federal government if they are not yet 59 and a half because of the early distribution rules. So an annuity contract owned by the grandchild with the purpose of using the money before they are age 59 and a half would not be as lucrative after the tax ramifications are applied. Clearly, the purchase of a life insurance policy where the grandchild could take loans against the cash value income tax-free might have been a more appropriate choice. The drawback to the life insurance would be that you need to give this contract several years to grow because there typically is not as much cash buildup inside the life insurance policy in the early years, mainly because all of the premiums you are paying do not all go towards the cash value. Some of the premiums will pay mortality costs for the life insurance, and there are administrative costs. If the grandparent does not want to give up ownership, then the grandparent should own the policy, and that brings up different tax issues. The advantages to the life insurance policy is that the grandparent could take loans against the cash buildup and then gift the cash to the grandchild with no tax ramifications. Also, if the grandparent passes away, the death benefit would be paid to the grandchild, assuming you name the grandchild as the beneficiary, income tax-free. So this way, the grandchild would have a greater amount of money than the cash value inside of the life insurance policy. If that money would be in the annuity contract that is owned by the grandparent, then as long as the grandparent is over age 59 and a half, the grandparent would only pay income taxes on the interest earned in the annuity in the year that they took distribution. If the grandparent is in a high income tax bracket, this could be detrimental. But the main what-if question is, what if the grandparent died early before the cash value had a chance to grow? Then quite clearly, the life insurance would have been a better way to go. So you can see there are many scenarios that we need to talk about when making this decision to make sure it's right for you. So make sure your financial house is in order by contacting me at 1-888-914-9909, and I would be more than happy to review your financial situation with you.